The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
President Obama's insistence of no boots on the ground is the Achilles heel to the strategy.
Why is it that the President of the United States keeps telling the people that are slaughtering thousands, don't worry, we won't commit ground troops? Why does he have to keep saying that?
That would be Senator John McCain. Before that, Lindsey Graham. They threw in their 2 cents on the Senate floor. But in the end, oh yes, the Senate approved the Obama plan to train Syrian rebels under extreme vetting conditions, whatever that means. That vote was 73-22, and it's for broader legislation that provides that $500 million to the training purposes for the Syrian rebels, which might be handled by Saudi Arabia. Oh, sounds confusing, doesn't it? Sounds like a losing proposition to me, but we're not going to have boots on the ground, Senator McCain. There's no way, no how, the American public is going to swallow that, are you? I'm speaking for all of you. I don't think we should have boots on the ground. Is it an option? Of course, for goodness sake, it's an option. If things get so hairy-carry even more out of control and there are more Americans in danger, maybe it changes. Remember, that was the big slip-up by General Martin Dempsey when he was testifying the other day, and then he was asked again about the question as far as boots on the ground, and the president has had to come out and say many, many times, no boots on the ground. But obviously they had the conversation. What if this all blows up? Syrian rebel thing doesn't work out. ISIS gets more recruits. They become more dangerous. They become a threat actually here in the United States, like in Australia, like in England, and we can't deny it. So we have to go in and exterminate the hornet's nest. If that happens, boots on the ground, maybe temporary, who knows? They don't want to talk about it, though, and there's no way, if I were advising the president, would I tell him to ever say that. So Dempsey really messed him up, tripped him up when he started talking all of a sudden about boots on the ground. We definitely are taking money out of our pockets, however. Taxpayer money. If you were to take right now a 20 out of your wallet and set it on fire, basically that's what you're doing, as some of the taxpayer money is being funded in this direction. My biggest problem with the whole thing is, yeah, extreme vetting. What extreme vetting is going on? How are they going to prove that extreme vetting? Unfortunately, no. There is no 100%, and we all know that. But arming the Syrians? Are these arms going to end up in the hands of the Islamic State? You know, we keep going back to arming the Kurds. They've been fighting ISIS for a while now. So why, oh why, did we not go to the Kurds in the first place? Instead, let's look to Syria. And let's try to figure out if we can find some decent rebels. I'd love to know who's going to be in charge of that vetting. I could not get a name. I tried. Maybe it eventually comes out when it goes sideways. By the way, that bill, because it was jammed into a funding bill, that bill included some money for Obamacare as well. This is how you sneak all this stuff in. What kind of funding does the Affordable Care Act need? And it doesn't make any sense. What's that money for? But the bigger piece of this is what I just said. How are you vetting? How do you vet Syrian rebels? How do you vet them? How do you know they're not going to turn on you and easily dump some money into the hands of the nefarious Islamic State militants? We don't know that. That's the thing. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. Mailbag. Mail's here. We always get a ton of mail. Good for you. A lot of you downloading the show. If you want to download the show, go to GCNlive.com. It's so easy. You can put in America Tonight, and there you go. You missed an hour. You feel like hearing dumb things, whatever it might be. And then, of course, we have O&E and Kenny Perry. One of my favorite all-time golfers stops by because we have the Ryder Cup. He also has a pretty interesting contest that's he's part of. Dan in Texas is hanging with us in our virtual caller green room somewhere. Hey, Dan.
Hello, baby. Okay, Jack was absolutely right. They're having a regular little insurrection, or they're going to have some little race riots over there between the regular authors and the Slams, as I call them. That's short for Muslims. Just Slams is good enough. And you're going to see that this Muslim stuff is on the rise. They're planning on taking over Australia as another base. They're bringing in as many people as they can. They're putting them on their version of the welfare system. And they're just taking over the country little by little. Same thing is happening here. Deborahistan is one thing. Mogadishu, capital of Somalia. In Minnesota, with all the Somalis that are put in there, to the point that even the governor said, look, Obama, no more. And if you will check into it, you'll find that Obama has got tons of Muslims in his little organization there in Washington, D.C. This guy is a Sunni Muslim that wants to help all the Muslim countries get control. He did the same thing in Libya. He tried to pull off in Egypt. And Sisi overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the only reason that hasn't gone down the tubes, is one of the little dominoes. Now Syria, the vetting process you talked about is non-existent. It's going to be we'll give you an AK-47. No problem. Yeah, you're the right guy. I like that headdress, by the way. Black is the new orange, right? And it's going to go on and on and on. And this is, until we get rid of this clown that's in the White House and clean out his entire little clique of slums and scum, we're not going to be able to do anything in this country except go down the tubes. And the border situation is still completely out of hand. Did you check out what I told you about the 200 people that showed up in Tennessee?
Oh, yeah.
Well, was I lying or telling the truth on that?
Oh, no. It's just like in Iowa, same thing, where they said, we're not going to take them. Yeah, there is a big problem. I agree with you. Okay, absolutely. The border's a nightmare.
One more little thing, and then I'll let you go. I listened to your little, shall we say, comments on our beloved NFL commission.
Yes.
And rather negative, wasn't you, I thought. But I disagree with you 100% on that, Kate. Sorry.
You think he should stay?
I think he should stay. And he will come up with a plan. He will come up with a plan. He's already put in a bunch of liberal women. Don't worry, we'll have a plan. He's whipped. You know what I'm thinking right now?
Perfect way to end this, Dan. Have a great weekend. Coming up, we're checking the mail. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Ah, so how about it? The Scots, are they gonna go it alone? Or will they stay tethered to the UK? Latest updates. Scotland votes no to independence. A lot of shirts that said no thanks. That's what they're saying, that the votes to stay in the United Kingdom, they have decided that in fact they'll reject independence. After 31 of 32 declarations in the referendum, the numbers are in. The 55% says no to independence. So I think there's a few people that are disappointed, and there are others that are elated, because now there are a few things that they will get help with or continue to receive from England that they wouldn't have been able to get, like the naval protection, where you've got the Navy ships right there. So isn't that interesting? Scotland voting to stay in the United Kingdom after rejecting independence. Isn't this great? America Tonight Live, 55.42% had voted no. The no's have it. All right, as I said, so many of you like to throw your two cents in, particularly when it comes to the mail, so let's check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Tomcat, that's a nickname for Tom Cruise and his ex-wife, Katie, whatever her name is. Anyway, Tomcat says, hello, sister. Man, I gotta say, you have a splendid swing when it comes to your voice and America Tonight. I really, really like the show. I promise you I will call in the next couple of weeks. I like that. Weeks. In the next couple of weeks. So Tomcat says, Kate, I love that you talk about the quicksand in the Middle East. It is so true. Everywhere we step, we start to sink deeper and deeper. There is no win there, is there? No, there's no win there. Let's hope it. Listen, if they could just exterminate ISIS, if they can get rid of the big threat, the people pulling the strings, get rid of the little threat, get rid of all of it, of course. It's like Al-Qaeda. We used to talk about, we've got to get Osama bin Laden, we have to get Al-Qaeda, we have to get the deck of cards, we have to get ISIL, we have to get the Taliban. We got a lot of gotta gets. But I think ISIS is number one on the list right now. So the arming of people who we have no idea what their allegiance to is, I think, is cockamamie. It should have been the Kurds, or at the very least, it definitely shouldn't have been the Syrian rebels. That scares me. However, if there had to be some sort of boots on the ground, it couldn't be the United States. There is no way that we would swallow that. There is absolutely no way. This one from Kevin. Kevin says, hello, America Tonight and all of the listeners. I hope you read my letter. I am more than excited about the prospect of watching the A's roll through the playoffs to get to the World Series and eventually clinch. I am thrilled beyond belief to be in week 3 of the NFL. But on the other hand, I am so disappointed in our Congress to take $500 million of your hard-earned money and mine and turn that around and stick it into a budget that has to be passed and use it as training money for those Syrian rebels. Big, big mistake that'll probably come around and bite Obama in the butt. Bite him in the butt. All right, so I already mentioned that Scotland votes no to independence. We did have somebody that wanted to write a note about that, and I got this one from Gary probably not too long ago, who says, it looks like they are leaning toward no, Kate. Who do you think that demographic is, older or younger? Oh, I think it's young. I think it's older who's voting to say no to their link to England. But it would have been a different game if they had decided to go it alone. And I heard that that's the way it was looking. So the whole no thing worked out. Probably you had people that were on talk shows and they were talking more in depth about the economics of it. What does that mean? You know, you go it alone, you vote, and you voted alone. Okay, so now you have your independence. Then what? Woohoo! The celebrating's over. We have a country to run. We don't have the world's second biggest navy. What do? Are we vulnerable? And, of course, the answer is yes. Yes, yes, yes. Also, another email that I loved, this one from Ferguson, who says, hey, Chicky Poo. I don't know that I've ever been called that. I started to follow your show. I live in Sarasota. I like it. I know that you are into a little bit of the economic news, and every once in a while you have somebody on to talk about the stock market and why things are the way they are and how it comes back around again. Did you see the Alibaba IPO? I did. That happens on Friday. That was, I guess, an open-ended question. And they're saying that this would be the largest ever. It would give Alibaba a market valuation for their stock of $167.6 billion. You know who that surpasses? iconic companies, U.S. companies like Walt Disney and Boeing. It would also pounce e-commerce folks like Amazon and eBay. And, of course, it have massive financial firepower to expand in all kinds of markets. I mean, listen, here's the thing that you have to know about Alibaba and why it's interesting to talk about is because, once again, you know what this is? This is what they call a juggernaut. For these strong investors, this is Chinese e-commerce all mixed into one. So we're talking about the whole enchilada. That's what the group does. That's what the company is about. And they are raising the cash, boy. That's why they know this is going to explode. The Bank of China. And I guarantee there's going to be plenty of U.S. people that will pony up some money on that IPO. I mean, there's already orders, I suppose, that are in. And if you hit it just at the right time, especially, you know, how money makes money, the high net people will probably make some big money on this, of course. I don't see how this one crashes. But what does it include? And it's very rare where you have an IPO of that size for a company that we don't know very much about. Oh, yeah, the Chinese bank, and it's a really cool thing that they do. What is the really cool thing? Somebody said that to me today. It's a really cool thing that they do. So thanks for the question. I appreciate it. You're paying attention. How about that? They're selling 320 million shares. So that's about 13% of the company, by the way. Two-thirds of the shares are being sold by shareholders who are going to reap something. There's one like Ma. They're going to reap $867 million. That's a few reasons to get up early, huh? Head into the weekend, Alibaba. All right, quickly, let's hit another one here. And this one is from Harry, who says, all right, all right, all right. Thumbs up. The Scots, they got a few brains left. They vote to stay hooked to the United Kingdom. I don't think that's what you thought was going to happen. No, I thought that they'd get the independence. The vote was pretty close, but I thought they were going to go independence, that a lot of the younger people were going to end up voting, because they even let like 17 and 16 year olds vote. But nope, didn't happen. All right, coming up next in America Tonight, you know, we have this thing called the Ryder Cup. Yeah, Team USA taking on the Europeans in Scotland. It's been a long time since we've been able to win on foreign soil. Wouldn't it be nice to see it happen this time? We're talking to a former Ryder Cup golfer, Kenny Perry, on the flip side.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Very excited to welcome to the show Kenny Perry. Remember him in 2008 in the Ryder Cup. And, of course, week in and week out on the tour. So competitive. Kenny, thanks for coming on the Peacock Network. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so from your perspective, as somebody who knows what it's like, I said that golf is such an individual sport, and you have friendships, of course, and a lot of times in the off season you'll pal around with some of the guys or whatnot. But let's face it, for the most part, individual. Here you get to play for your country and with guys that you compete against. What's that like?
Well, for one, it's the greatest honor you can have, playing in golf, in my opinion. You've got 11 of your teammates, you got your captain, you got your co-captains, and then you're representing your country. To put the red, white, and blue on is just an amazing feeling as they play your national anthem and you're walking down there and they're introducing you. It's, you get goosebumps when you're thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah. You look at some of the rookies this time around, Jordan Spieth, Jimmy Walker, Patrick Reed, and then you got some of the veteran guys. I think it's a great mix. What do you think of the makeup of the team?
Well, I agree. I think it's a great team. I still would like to see Billy Horschel on that team. I think they should kind of wait and let them play through the FedEx Cup to, you know, to pick, you know, get your hottest players, to go over there. But that said, the team's great to begin with. And, you know, they've got the underdog role, and I like that role because it takes a lot of the pressure off of you. We're not exposed to win. We're not, you know, expect to go over there and beat them. And if we can somehow rally together behind Tom Watson and go over there and win, it'll be one of the greatest wins of all time. And those guys, will, you know, the celebration will be unbelievable.
Yeah, can you imagine? You have to go back to the 90s, as you know, 93. Really tough, and Scotland's gone crazy also because they're voting for their independence or not. So it's a wild time to be there, although the players are going to be focused on what's happening on the course, and the fans there are rabid golf fans too, which, as you said, representing the U.S., could it be any better than that? When you said it was awesome, so when if you take us back for a second, because I really want to get inside your head on this, in 2008, if I can. In 2008, when was the, you know, what was your best moment? What was your favorite moment during that Ryder Cup?
Well, the greatest moment for me was on the 16th hole. I closed out Henrik Stenson 3-2, which is one of the best match play players of all time. So that was a huge upset, I thought, for me to be able to win. And here's my dad at 86 years old in bib overalls with a red, white, and blue shirt on, walking onto the green with his arms spread wide open, giving me a hug on the 16th green there at Valhalla, and telling me it's one of the greatest things a son could give his father. And I thought, at that moment, here's a World War II veteran. He survived the Battle of the Bulge. And here he is telling me this. It was a magical moment for a father-son.
Oh, I love that story. Thanks for sharing that. And you think, too, as you say, your father's so excited. If we go back to the beginning of your career, there was somebody that actually lent you money for a last shot at Q school. It's really hard to get in this game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very much so. It's very expensive. And, you know, obviously, in 1982, I turned pro and I didn't get my card until 1986. So I was playing mini tours, working wherever. And I was trying to raise enough funds to get to the PGA Tour. And an elder at my church gave me $5,000 to go to qualifying school. And he told me if I made it to the PGA Tour, we were going to give a percentage to his alma mater, Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee. And, I've made 37 million already. Prize money in my career, so we got like $1.8 million is in a trust fund at Lipscomb, and it goes to kids at in Simpson County to go to college and try to get a Christian education if they want it. So it's been a pretty incredible thing for a small guy from a small town to be able to see something grow like that.
Oh, I love that. $37 million. So I mean, Kenny, you had to have some fun with that money too. Did you buy yourself a big yacht? What'd you do? What'd you splurge on?
Well, I got a wife, 3 kids, 2 grandkids. That money goes fast.
I love that. I love that. Hey, so also you're promoting a sweepstakes for Tempur-Pedic, nothing like a good mattress. Tell the listeners about it.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for somebody to take themselves and 3 friends to Mayacoba, Mexico, to the PGA Tour event. You just go to TempurPedicGolf.com to sign on to try to win this sweepstakes, and you'll get a free trip, 6 nights, 7 days, to Mayacoba, Cancun, Mexico. You're going to get some prize money and some cash with that, and you're also going to get a Tempur-Pedic mattress to go with it, and you're going to get VIP treatment there in Mayacoba at the PGA Tour event coming up here in about a month or a couple months. And what a way to get inside the ropes and hang out with the PGA Tour players for a week, and pretty amazing experience, I think. All you got to do is TempurPedicGolf.com and have a chance to win a trip of a lifetime, in my opinion.
All right, I love it. Hey, last one. Do you think, for someone like me, I'm kind of a hacker. I love the great game of golf, but I've got a 17 handicap. My problem is, Kenny, I hate to practice. I think sometimes I like the 19th hole a little bit better than the practice. What, can you solve that problem?
Not really. If you have no motivation or discipline, just stay at the 19th hole. Your game will get better eventually.
All right, Kenny Perry, what a delight. Thanks, we appreciate it.
You got it.
Interesting to talk to Perry. You heard him say there that you know, his greatest moment, talking about his dad and the Ryder Cup and what that was like for him, and it's really is huge. And this is the moment when the Americans, even if you hate the game of golf, but if you, you know, if you bleed American pride, you want to see the Americans do well and get rid of the Europeans. The American team is absolutely on its heels from the drubbing that come from behind win the final day back at the Medina Country Club outside of Chicago in 2012. They got the cup by a single point. So this time around, Tom Watson tried to work the magic, as I mentioned there, with some of his choices. And let's see, this is in Scotland. Let's see what the Americans can come up with. It'd be great to see them win this. Oh, it'd be great to see them win this for all the abuse they've taken over the years. I mean, the Europeans are much better at match play, but it does not mean that the Americans can't win this. They certainly understand match play, and they could get on a hot roll, and hopefully some of the early rounds, that's what happens. But we'll see. We'll see. It'd be great to have them crush them and come back. Come back to the United States. Mm. I know what I'll be doing. I know what I'll be doing this weekend. I will be watching some of the Ryder Cup. Hey, coming up next, odds and ends. The latest in Scotland, although it's looking pretty much like they said, forget it to independence. That's out of the question. Plus headlines. What are the headlines screaming at us? Mostly, whether it's east, west, or somewhere in between, there's usually an ISIS story somewhere on the page to be had, and usually it's above the fold, as they say. So we'll check the headlines and find out what is happening, what is on everybody's mind across this great country. I mentioned a couple of the things, but there's some more that would probably take a few people, like hit them in the wrong direction. They didn't realize that this was happening. Like this one. Flooding and debris, we talked about it, but it is so bad. Imagine this. Close your eyes, you get on a plane, you're totally relaxed, you're not taking your cell phone, you're not going to get texts, you don't care. You arrive in Los Cabos, a beautiful touristy area. You just want some R&R, and what happens? You pick the wrong time of the year. You hit a hurricane. Los Cabos is nasty. Trees are downed. It's all about surviving in Los Cabos. Supermarkets giving away what they had left. People pushing shopping carts full of goods. And stranded tourists who are being flown out of the area because there's still remnants left from the hurricane. And they're stuck. Electricity, all the things that you need to survive. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that parts of Arizona and New Mexico could get up to 6 to 9 inches of rain and warn there as the storm moves through of a possible flash flood. So how about that? Even the President Enrique Peña Nieto, said that the federal government was working closely with the state on relief efforts to the areas battered by the hurricane. All told, 239,000 people had their power knocked out by the storm. It was a pretty bad storm. I mean, let's just say this. You know what winds feel like. You start to see signs of the weather people saying 125-mile-an-hour winds and all of that kind of stuff, you have got to take cover. It's 125 miles. I mean, you should see there's planes turned upside down. There's debris everywhere. I mean, seriously, everywhere. So it's not a surprise that they can't find the people that they care about. Remember, it's never about stuff. Because you can always, 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 my friends, replace that. You can't replace human beings. Stay with us.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
America tonight. And as we do that, a couple of reminders. I've been asked about the schedule with Nail the Score. Nail the Score is on Wednesday into Thursday, last segment of our second hour. You can hit us up through the internet, americatonight.net. You can do that through the phones, 855-266-5283. Or hit us up on Pal Talk. Anybody out there surprised by what we're seeing in these Scotland elections? And when I say elections, in the idea of independence from the UK or not, Scotland rejected independence from England in a very historic vote. You know, they had 85% voter turnout. They have had this union with England for 307 years. There are many unique things to the people from Scotland and Scotland itself, but they don't want to be out there on their own. It's history. It's being used to being tethered to the UK. I have to say I'm surprised in a way because I really had heard that this was not going to be what would happen here. That it was going to be about independence, but maybe in analyzing what they would lose, it just made more sense. A majority of voters didn't embrace the Scottish First Minister's Alex Salmond's plea to launch a new state. So he concluded or conceded defeat, saying, "We know it is a majority for the no campaign," and called on Scots to accept the votes, to accept the results of the vote. He says it's been a triumph of the democratic process. Absolutely. You get 85% turnout, that's a pretty successful process, I would say. What do you think? So, in return for staying in the Union, Scotland's voters have been promised significant but not very specific power by the British government, which has feared losing Scotland for a very long time. For a very long time. Well, they don't have to worry about it. The people voted and they did not vote in that direction. Didn't vote for it. Was surprising in a sense to me. I mean, voted where it was close enough, but not close enough to not call it for the right side with the amount of precincts. And I think, if anything, it's thinking about terrorism, thinking about starting a serious beefed-up army. There'd be a lot of things that would have been costly and painful to go through. I mean, really bad. You know, there is a point to this NFL domestic violence where you say, well, this is happening other places as well. It's microcosm. The NFL is, as I say all the time, it's like the Petri dish for everybody else. And there's such a creepy story that made its way through my search engine and onto my stuff. A grandfather shot and killed his daughter and her six children Thursday in the town of Belle, Florida, before committing suicide after police arrived at the scene. So sad. The children were anywhere from 3 months to 10 months old. That's young. The victim's identities were released eventually late on Thursday. You know, there was a three-month-old baby, four-year-old, five-year-old, I mean, really, really young. And Sarah Lorraine, 28 years old. So I think there's an even bigger threat that they're about to start to feel of the U.S. presence. And I think the scariest thing on the day worth mixing in here, whenever we hear things about planes, oh, planes are the safest thing ever, you could get hit by a car walking to McDonald's across the street. And yeah, there's some truth to that. We all have stories that go against the grain. But how about this JetBlue plane that had engine problems right after the takeoff? They decided to return to Long Beach Airport. And there was smoke filling the cabin, and passengers were evacuated onto the runway using the plane's emergency chutes. And I can't do this justice, but it was so creepy to see. And the people that got off the plane were visibly shaken. Flight attendants manually deployed oxygen masks, which is only supposed to drop in the event of a loss of somebody or cabin pressure. Then they activated a fire suppression system within the engine, but it wasn't immediately known whether there was a fire. So there was some confusion over that part. The good news is that it's, I mean, the good news is the fact that it's gotten under their skin, so to speak, and that JetBlue continues to kick butt. Because you get to take on a pretty big piece of what it is you're traveling with. And they were quick on the draw on this one. The plane goes back to the Southern California airport it came from after engine problems and smoke in the cabin. I mean, if this isn't the beginning of your run, then you have to switch something up because it's definitely, definitely not working. This is one of those tried and true methods that just don't seem to work out that well for me. So Scotland stays connected to the UK. There were some murky questions, but they've been resolved. So we don't have to hear about at least that election again. Oh, at least we don't have to hear that. And one last one, the UN says Ebola treatments, global peace, security, all affected by what we're seeing happen. I'd say, wow. I mean, big numbers. Really, really big, big, big numbers. It's the way it looks to me. And what's happening with Ebola? What's happening on that front, too, after the scare tactics have gone away? What's happening to help the people and secure that from, or people who have it, away from them? I would have to think some of them would come up with more than simple symptoms to see. But you can bet no matter what happens, they're going to be on email, tweeting it to any human they can find. They're just a tweet away from a few people really standing up and sounding the alarm. Seriously. And it's tough times no matter what they say. Oh, the economy's turning around, except for everybody in the industry who's not necessarily part of that. They, depending on seniority, they get to stay. Woohoo! That's bad news. Anytime you deliver news like that during the holiday, it's not good. It does. It sticks in your craw. It does. It sticks there. It's right on the tip of your tongue to say what you're going to say. But instead you ran into the wow. What's your wow? Here's one for me. The Postal Service worker who was busted for stealing pot from a dispensary shows why it's really the only way to go. Otherwise, it'd be too dangerous. And he says, finally, Ellis was charged with possession of Schedule I marijuana. How about that? The CPSO arresting a mailman for allegedly stealing marijuana from packages. Now he should be worried. Thanks for listening. Make it count.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.